The Tao of Coffee. What exactly do you do when you make a cup of coffee? Take one cup, put in a spoonful of dark bitter powder, add a spoonful of sweetness, pour in hot clear liquid, add whiteness. Alone, each item has a complete flavor of its own. The only item that cannot be consumed alone is the bitterness, the coffee powder. Why is this so significant? Because a cup of coffee represents life. It represents you. You are both the vessel and the contents. You are the one who chooses bitterness, sweetness, life, spirituality. Spirituality and faith are like the milk in coffee. Without it, the coffee is too bitter and sharp, with no depth to its flavor. Imagine the cup. When you add the bitterness, coffee, and the waters of life, you have a sharp, bitter drink, with no sweetness, no depth. It is shallow, it is incomplete, it is missing many factors. For some people, this may be what they choose. This may be the life they settle for. You add a spoonful of sugar. With the addition of that sweetness, the bitterness is gone, but the depth is still missing. It is still a shallow drink. Again, some people may settle for this. You add the whiteness, spirituality, belief in yourself, or belief in something greater than yourself to the drink. The drink lightens in both color and flavor. It is rich and deep. It is complete. The only remaining ingredient that could lift this drink to a new height, that could transform the drink into something more magnificent, is a more powerful whiteness, a more intense and undoubted spirituality and faith, a greater passion for life itself, a commitment to your own dreams and goals. Whipped cream. The cup of coffee is perfect without the whipped cream. It can stand alone against the world and know its glory. But a coffee with whipped cream is even more magnificent. Once you have known coffee with whipped cream, you will not desire anything less. You will look upon a whipped creamless coffee and see it as lesser. Satisfying, but lesser. The ingredients in your coffee are of your choosing, just as the ingredients in your life are of your choosing. You choose the amount of coffee powder that you add to the vessel, just as you choose the amount of bitterness you add, or create in your life. You choose the amount of sweetness you add to the vessel, just as you choose the amount of sweetness, joy, laughter, love, and happiness that you bring into or create in your life. You choose the heat and amount of water just as you choose the quality of energy you bring into your life through diet, attitude, and addiction. You choose the amount of milk you add to your coffee just as you choose the amount of faith, spiritual understanding, and truth that you bring or invite into your life. You choose or do not choose the whipped cream, just as you choose to believe or not to believe in a divine energy or in your own passions, dreams, and goals. You do not need to put that bitter coffee powder into your drink, but you do so because you find the drink more interesting. You relish the aroma, the flavor, the depth, the intensity of the experience, both of the coffee and of your life.